Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's the fifth anniversary.
And the brother told me he was going to go to the sun. I said, brother, if you go to the sun, you're going
to
burn up. He said, no, when I go to the sun, I'm going to go at night. I said, yeah right. The brother's
it's
tripping.
The fifth. It's the fifth, y'all. The fifth anniversary of the Helios Biblios Hour. The book of the y'all thought we would make it that long, baby. We kick it off. Let's get ready to get on the
fire.
Everybody loves the sunshine.
Everybody loves the Helios. It's the anniversary, y'all.
Sunshine. Everybody loves the sunshine. Yeah. Sunshine. Now folks get down. Folks get down in the sunshine. I really do, yeah.
Welcome to the most provocative show on the air, the Helios Biblios Hour, where we catch fire every Sunday from 10 to 12, sometimes to 1, depending on how the sun is shining. Oh, my goodness. Let me say to everybody, thank you, thank you. This is going to be a love fest today, but it's going to be tough love, like my mama used to say. We're going to get it down today. We are in an undisclosed location. No one knows where we at. We've been taken up by aliens, and we are now in the mothership. We're about to kick it hard to you today, so get ready to catch fire from the flames of the chariots. Yes, I am ready. I hope you're ready. This is in the making. This took time, y'all. 5 years. Many people did not realize we were starting something that will manifest. And from, I told you, this program from the very beginning deals with facts. And it started with my brothers. I'm going to tell you right now, it started with my brothers. I'm going to bring everybody because there ain't no telling how long we're going to have this on this air. Because, see, the airwaves, the prince of the power of the air is about to make rulership over the air. Y'all don't get it, but y'all will. We came to this concept, you know, it was back in the day. We've been doing this for years. This is not something brand new. We always been setting down with the knowledge, like a chessboard. We've been everywhere from Liberty City to the Sweet Pirine of Florida. And we have met so many people on our way. This journey is a traveling journey through the celestial of the 357. And we're going to kick it so hard today. It is going to be off the chain. So get ready for what we're going to put out on you this morning. But let me just say, it could not be done without the bones. See, when we came to this concept, it came from my own reality that the valley of the dry bones. Something that was permeating my mind for years, being in certain segments of this reality that we're in. And I said, you know, if our people are the dry bones, it will manifest that we only need that which will make the true body. And the true body will have to be from all over the place because it's in a valley. So it can't come from one location. It's spread out in a valley. And that's why the fire today, I'm going to kick it so hard today, you will not understand it. If you do, you better look in the air and say, thank you. Like I said, it's the fifth anniversary of Helios. And it's all started from the fellas I always and sisters I always talked to in my lifetime when we got to the MIA, where did the sun always shine. Heat was fire. Fire was heat. Air. Air is water. And the earth transcends. It's in the I am I situation right now. I'm kicking so much so y'all going to have to catch up. Y'all don't know the 5 years right now. You're going to find out today. And so all this time, we've been saying to ourselves, what is really happening? So we looked into that celestial bliss. That's why this program is called A Talk, where we bring esoteric, allegoric history from past, present, and future at the same time. And many of you who have been dealing with us for this long, you know we have done that. Every situation to its past, present, and its future ramifications. And so in doing so, I said to myself, you know, let's do a tribute to the knowledge that we have obtained through this time frame I've been in the earth. I'm in the five. So I need to realize the numbers man, who are, we all grew up knowing the numbers man. Anybody who had a good family life back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, you either knew the number man or you was the number man. That was the part that boosted you up above to upper middle class. That's how we dealt with that. You know how that dealt with? You had good jobs. Y'all remember that? Good jobs. Your family. But to get over the hump, you had to have a hustle. So this hustle game is always in manifestation. It never stops. It's universal. So anyway, to get back to this reality that we're going to go through today, we're going to take you to a serious, serious five-year manifestation of this drill program. Where if you just think about the guests we have, we ain't going to get into the list yet. Just the guests we had on a national level and international level right there tells you we ain't playing with them. How that happened? Through y'all. It didn't happen through me. It happened through the bones, the dry bones, the prophecy of the dry bones coming together. And here's the question. They asked, the Akanaki said, do you believe they can live your can these species that we created live? And he said, only you, son of man, have asked. It was a question mark behind it. Can they live? I'm going to be deep today, so y'all get ready. We ain't playing with you. Can they live? That was the whole question. And that question still exists in the day. So we're going to hit all five senses today because this is the fifth anniversary. We're going to hit the touch, the smell, the taste, the sight, and the hearing. And in the esoteric meaning, the number five represents the perfect man. It ain't really the perfect man. It was a perfect, because you talk deep on our program, it was a hermaphrodite, both male and female, the Mayat. See, this program was based off the Mayat. If y'all remember our early days, we would read the Mayat to you from what I consider the most heavy order that could have been. I'm going to say the most heaviest order that could have been. But the Negroitis came into the mix. See, that's what we get deep at. See, when you deal with, when you call yourself a temple, a Ptah, you got to realize what you're saying. And see, words is power. That's why in your Masonic Bible it says, in the beginning was the Word. And ain't nothing wrong being that. It's the math. That's the 357. That's the extraterrestrial Bible that you hold in your hands this month, this Sunday. You don't know it's extraterrestrial because you don't know what all this means. But see, before we even get started, this program was based off facts. Is that not correct? And we have always told you that facts matters. We always told you that. And because the facts matter, I come to the conclusion from the facts that you may not believe this based on scientific information. Now, I know I got some of you who say y'all was going to call in. I just want to make sure I got this. Ain't Dr. See, one of my guests, I'm going to give homage to all we had on here because this is going to be a ritual. Y'all have no idea what's going to take place today. 5192. Is this Dr. Jamila? I just want to make sure it ain't Jamila. Sister Jamila.
Yeah, this is me. Hotep, okay. Brother.
Hotep. Okay, no, it's not you. It's her sister going to come on. Just hang tight with us. We're going to get with you soon. But I just was looking for everybody. I see a lot of people. But I want to just say this program started based on people saying, man, you just need to go. Because, see, radio wasn't like it was back in the day. We had to wait to get on FM and AM. And if they didn't like you, which I've been on AM radio, I was doing reparations back in the day with me and my big-time friend back in the time. I don't know where he at today. But the Couch Man, I'm going to call him the Couch Man. He may not want his name known. The Couch Man had a radio show. And we used to go and we would promote reparations. That's not a fact. Somebody's a liar, but that's a fact. We was on a top-notch radio show in MIA, Christian radio show. But somehow we was too deep. They said we had to tone it down. At that time, you had to go along with the program. Because of technology, people was like, oh, we can do it on the computer. See, that's how deep this got. We say, fuck you, radio band. We going to the internet. And of course, through that travels, I met some serious people. And I have to say, one of my all-time people that's been on our program, 90 seconds, what they talking about? What? Y'all, they taking the something ain't right here. Oh, my goodness. Y'all, they about to do something. It said 90 seconds. What does that mean? Oh, no. Y'all heard that. Let me see. Please, please don't. They gonna put me on for 60 seconds. If this show ends, I want you to all call back in. We will do a remote. Call right back in. I'm going to do a remote. It looks like we're going to have a technical problem. I don't believe this.
Very, very simple thing, that if you have a certain worldview, and conservatives have one worldview and progressives have a very different one, if you have a certain worldview that doesn't allow you to see the facts, then you won't see them. And the reason is very simple. In general, when you perceive something, something comes into your eyes, you have about a tenth of a second before it becomes conscious, and it will change in that tenth of a second to fit what you already know or believe. It will change fast, and it changes either, I mean, this is flashes of light will change, things you touch will change, all of those things will change, and ideas will change. So when you have facts that come in that won't fit the way that you understand the world, then you won't, the way you understand the world is going to change, is not going to change. The facts will either be ignored, ridiculed, or attacked because they will threaten the way you understand the world or not threaten them. People will be happy with the way you understand the world and ignore the facts. But the frames that frame the facts are part of your brain. They're physical. All ideas are physical. They're in your brain. When they come in, that part of your brain is not going to change. And so you have lots of people in this country who have conservative worldviews, and, you know, they just don't see it. It's not like they're denying it. It's not like they, oh, I know that fact and I'm going to deny it. It's like it's not even a fact.
Okay. Now, we do have a technical issue that's taking place. People who are on the line, you may be still able to call into the program. Those of you on the internet may have been turned off. I'm going to ask who I was going to talk to earlier, who said, I mentioned Sister Ngoni. I know y'all listening, so I'm going to keep it going, and we're going to deal with the technical problem as they come. If you are on the internet, we'll state again, jump on to 626-414-3504 or 515-605-9343 if they have cut you off on the internet. It may be a technical problem. I'm going to ask who I met from this program, from Sister Ngoni, was Sister Antoinette. And me and Sister Antoinette worked on a program that she already had established, and it was part of the good old Patriot days when people was, you know, figuring out. You remember all those groups that was saying, it's going to be over. We better get ready. The preppers, all that stuff. We was dealing with them. She was dealing with them, and she had a program, and we met. And to this day, we are still have programs together on the Dry Bones Connection. She is on Wednesday nights with us, and it didn't just start with her. After that, we trickled into so many people. But Sister Antoinette, being that you have a power to get into the system with us, could you check to see if we can go into a different, let me bring you on so we can get everything situated. Could you see, Sister Antoinette, first of all, let me just thank you for being with us for most of this program. You've been instrumental to a lot of this program, a lot of guests that has come to this program, we will get to that later, has come through your help as a connection. And I want to thank you personally on the air. For being so dedicated to bringing our people the most top qualified factual information that is out there. They can come here to the Dry Bones Connection Network and reach you on Wednesday nights at 9. So I just want to make you know that for sure that you are part of the Dry Bones family, and I appreciate you have being a part of us. So if you can say something, and then we're going to find out what the problem is. Did I hit a button? Could be me. I don't know if we went all the way through the program. I have no idea. It looked like it was 120 minutes when I left it, but I welcome you.
Hello, Dry Bones, and thank you for the accolades. I saw when that went down. Now, there's two things that I can think that you can do. I don't know if you can hear it through the internet because I have the phone on.
Right.
But what I'll do is I'll hang up and see if I can still hear you, because if I'm not on the line, then, you know, it'll still play. But
right. If
so, if I can't hear you through the internet, what we may have to do is delete this show, reschedule it for 15, 20 minutes later for it to come back on and redo. It may just be, you know, 5Gs, who knows.
Okay, we're going to have to do that. Check into that for me. I'm going to get back as fast as we can. Hit me up if we have
to. Okay, what I'll do is I'll text you back if I can hear. Well, I'll text you back either way, yes or no, okay?
Right. Because we're going to keep this show going. We ain't letting them stop this. We knew the five. See, it said that perfect. I think this is Jamila. Sister Jamila, I know you have a quick window of coming on, but you have been an inspiration to the program. I want to thank you for all your information that you have given through your experiences and coming on. I love that book you had. I'm not crazy. I'm just menopausal. That is classic. And thank you for joining us this morning. Is that you? I'm hearing so many people. Okay. We're going to keep it going. Just deal with us, everybody. I want to give everybody I possibly can because this is your show. And they are not going to stop our show because, unfortunately, there's a lot of information out there that shows that the internet is starting to be taken over. Please understand that. So if we are one of those programs, which I'm going to tell you through our travels, I know we are. And many of you who's with us with the early days, as we got to transcend to more shows, and we were up in Tampa and hanging out with our fellows, brother and sister, and brother Tony and brother and Kimber. Appreciate the love y'all gave because many connections came to y'all. I remember y'all brought us one of the most exciting guests ever, George Senator Trafficant. Y'all don't even remember Senator Trafficant, many of you. He was one of the most rebellious white boys in the Senate. Senator Trafficant was the one who said the government, many of the more should have jumped on shit with him, said that the government was bankrupt because of what happened during the Great Depression, that they had kept it under perpetual bankruptcy. He was the only senator without the help of the Black Caucus. I want this the facts. See, facts, we can't worry about it if you understand the facts. But the facts show that he was the one. Now, I'm getting some information now. I'm going to have to play something for y'all. Just deal with me music-wise. I will be right back with you, and well, we're trying to figure out what's going on with the program. So deal with me. I got a call telling me what's happening. Stay with me. Hello. Okay. Kill the show.
All right, watch out now. Watch out.
Okay. Well.
Get off my toe. Come on, girl. Quit your snoop to you, Smoke. Start out here, citizens of the universe, getting it on. Partying on the mothership. When Gable's horn blow, you better be ready to go.
What time you gonna start?
Swing low.
Okay.
Time to move on. Light years in time. Ahead of our time.
15.
Free your mind and come fly with me. It's hip on the mothership.
Swing down. They have swing down. What we're going to do, everybody, because we still have a lot of time, we're going to kill this particular program as it is. But we will bring it back on within a few, say the next 15 minutes to reset it. Something happened. I do not know why it happened. Believe me, I am just like everybody else. We're dealing with the internet. Remember that. We're dealing with the internet as we speak. But I'm still going to carry on until I get the call for the reset. Luckily, I said reset. Ain't that saying? Because it's going to be a reset. Economically, it's going to be a reset. But let me just kick how this program going to go when we set it back so y'all understand. We're going to tell everybody what's going down. It says, quickly, I told you the 5 points. It's like they are in the five Atlanta. We're assisting the 5 points. They knew what they was talking about. The 5 points represents the man that you see stretched out with the pentagram. And guess what, everybody? The Baphomet is the actual, think about it, showing you male and female principles at the same time, up and lower. True Mayat. Now, again, I want y'all to be serious about this. We're going to have a technical issue within the time I get. We're going to have to cut off, and we need y'all to jump right back on, and the internet will be back up. Something happened. The internet people got cut off, but the phone people, which we love y'all for hanging with us, please do. But we need the internet people on because it brings in the bigger numbers through the internet. We appreciate y'all calling, but y'all can jump off the internet if you can. But we rather reset the show to give everybody opportunity to get the fullness of what we're going to bring this morning. And if we go over, that's too bad. Y'all don't have to watch kickoff. Your team out of it anyway. We know where y'all at below, so we're going to keep it going. But let's just say this. The 5 points
the GOAT. It says, upcoming scheduled show, 5 years is in 5 minutes. We would do it in 5 minutes. It says, I'm getting the call now, so let me just put the music back on for a minute so we can get the conversation going back. 5 minutes.
Let me ride. Way down to Jerry's house. Let me ride.
Getting a call from the mothership. I told y'all we in an undisclosed location. We can't. So I told you. 5 minutes, y'all. We're going to close this out right now as we speak. We need all of you to call back in 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and we will be back up. The technical issue shall be resolved.